Head coach Joe Schott is with us. Our coach's corner brought to you by Fine Line Tire at Hancock, Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guests. 4-3 final here tonight, coach. And it seemed, love to hear your comments on this. It seemed like we weren't as sharp as we were last night, and Bemidji was a little bit better than they were last night.
That's I'd agree. I think that they earned this win for sure. I thought we had really good performances out of some players, and we kind of burned out a little bit because I just couldn't get any possession, anything that would go out of our zone when we put our fourth line out there, and that hurt us a lot. And I ended up getting caught with that on the and it was my fault on the fourth goal that they scored. I didn't see our Logan Piella's line went out, and they were out for a very, very short time, 15 seconds maybe, and then they came off. And I was looking at the Bemidji bench to see their matchup when they had a certain line coming out, and all of a sudden our guys were on the bench, and my next line I had coming up was that line. And I got caught on that, I wasn't able. I could have called a timeout to get them off. They got a face-off in our zone, and it ended up in the back of our net. So, that's my fault. I kind of let things down on that. But I thought we had a lot of guys that drove possession, even on the other line. So I thought tonight we had a lot of guys that didn't. You know, that you'd probably say that on the bus on the way home, did they play tonight? How much did they do? Because they didn't generate possession, didn't generate offense.
Yeah, it was very noticeable up here that we didn't have the puck as much as we had last night.
Yeah, and again, that's just, Bliss's line had no problem getting the puck through the neutral zone and getting it into the offensive zone and penetrating virtually every shift. We got a little bit out of another line here and there every once in a while, but we didn't get anything consistent out of the other three lines, and that was a big deal for us tonight.
We seemed shy with the puck too, bringing the puck up. We weren't as confident, or didn't seem as confident with our passes. We were a little off here and there, and that seemed to create some turnovers too.
And part of it was because they were in our face. Yeah. You know, they were up in their gaps, and they were playing a more competitive game. And that's exactly what I'm saying. It's, you know, some guys didn't you know necessarily get open, didn't necessarily get themselves in a position to take care of it and to drive that offense for us. So we were really kind of, I felt really handicapped a little bit tonight in having to just go so much on a few guys. They made it a close game for us. Yeah. You know, they got us a goal in the third period. You could really see it. It was evident on the power play, though, both power plays in the third, because the guys we were putting out there were
gassed.
Yeah, they just looked tired to me, and they had bodies leaning on them all the time, and they were getting matched. You know, it's not we couldn't hide them. They had the last change, and we couldn't hide them, and that's kind of what happened on that fourth goal. We're trying to sneak something out there and get a different match, get a different deep pairing out against those guys and things, and we couldn't do it. And the other guys came off so quick that I didn't even see it. I didn't even expect them to come off. It was a D-zone face-up. I didn't expect them to come off. And, you know, it was a good – I think that Bemidji earned it tonight. They scored in the power play again, and we were able to get that. I don't think we got a power play goal. One was right at the very end before they recovered. But, again, it was – I think we had – you know, I think seeing passengers is too much, but some guys that weren't ready to step up in a critical game and drive things for us. But we did have some that did. I was really proud of Michael Carroll, got his first goal. Again, that was those guys got the puck in the zone on a neutral zone rush, possessed it. He was able to pick up a loose puck and blast it home, and it was really good to see. And again, we're gonna have to get back to work, keep working on it, because games won't get any easier. You know, it's not gonna get any easier. And again, we need everybody on board to try to, you know, we'd like to get a little bit out of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but there was really a tier. I felt a tier structure. You're kind of saying, alluding to that, a tier structure to our depth tonight.
Coach, fun weekend of hockey. Get a split here at Bemidji. We'll go back home against Ferris State on Thanksgiving weekend. We'll see you Monday during your show, and safe travels on the way home.
Great. Thanks, Dirk.
Head Coach Joe Schott and our Coach's Corner brought to you by Fine Line Tire in Hancock.